Well, it's the 25th week of Ordinary Time, and of course it's Monday, so on Mondays we hear my homily as it is delivered over the weekend, and this is from the Saturday afternoon Mass at 4 o'clock at St. Anthony Parish. As you know, we have a Mass at 4 and 10 o'clock in the morning. I always invite people from the radio audience, you're welcome to come to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and I'm debating whether to start a 5 o'clock p.m. Mass, because, you know, we have a lot of people in the area who may be interested in coming to church, but not necessarily at 10 o'clock in the morning. So I'm looking at that possibility, giving thought to it even more. And if you'd like to come to Mass at St. Anthony's, we'd welcome to have you. We're kind of rebuilding the parish. So if you would like to be there and maybe help us serve Mass or help us build the parish, or eventually I have to really rebuild the pastoral council and things. I mean, we've got a pastoral council. We really want to strengthen it and things like that. Hey, you know, that's what we'd like to invite you to. So consider that. Consider coming to the parish, 10 o'clock a.m. at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can find the tab at Catholic Audio Media, and you can see our address. But we're at 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. So we're right there, surrounded by Harvard Business School. And anyway, this homily talks to us from James in his powerful teaching, asking, where do wars and conflicts come from? And he has a powerful answer to that question. So here is my homily from the weekend.
This week I learned of two situations in which people's reactions led to others crying out, "What have we become?" One was a case that happened in a New York restaurant where people who were visiting from another state and not vaccinated were denied entrance to a restaurant. The other was a situation where a major public figure was attacked because of her stance of the vaccine on Twitter. The latter case, on which she based her comments, has not been verified, so I will not address it any further than the vague terms I used. Both situations can raise the question of where has charity and respect gone in our society. Instead, we are seeing some anger and violence both in words and actions. In the restaurant, the maitre d' was assaulted by the complaining visitors. What have we become? Maybe we need to look no further than the letter of James. What does he address? The source of conflict. Notice what he says. Where do wars and where do conflicts among you come from? Is it not from your passions that make war within your members? You covet, but you do not possess. You kill in envy, but you cannot obtain. You fight and wage war, and you do not possess because you do not ask. You ask, but you do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. The reading ends there. However, the next letter in the actual passage continues. And the very next word is adulterers, with an exclamation point. James was an intense fire and brimstone preacher. However, there is a highlight there that reflects a change in our understanding. James is saying that the fruit of war is essentially demanding what we want and when we want it. He addresses covetousness and falling victim to our passions. How does this happen? We turn from the wisdom of God and we embrace our own wisdom. We then fall victim to our vision of the world the way we want it versus the way it actually is. We fall victim to the attitude that leads people to be super vulnerable to manipulation. This is what divides nations. I want my world my way, and you want your world your way, so we end up in conflict over how we want the world instead of trying to make the world God's way. Our situation began by saying we do not need God anymore. We're on the other side of the devil's temptation to be like God's, or Friedrich Nietzsche's proclamation that God is dead. what happens, we begin to fight with each other because our world is not the way we want it, so we must attack those who stand in the way. It doesn't matter who they are. Maybe it's the opposing party. Maybe it's the unvaccinated. Maybe it's the vaccinated. Maybe it's another race. Maybe it's another country. None of this matters. We want our world our way, and whoever they are, stand in the way. And that is the source of wars and battles. What is the solution? By deciding that the world God's way is best, and then following God's commands. Love God by doing his will, love neighbor by being Christ to them. One other thing we must do, we must give up wanting the world our way and being a part of what God does to bring the world his way. The fruit of all that is not earning our way to heaven, it is rather doing our part to bring the peace of Christ to our world. Let me ask you a question to reflect upon. In the United States, we celebrate our freedom of speech. We can say anything we want for any reason, and no government official can stop us from saying it. Now our rights are defined, not by the means, by the extremes. There is a move, for example, to stop hate speech. However, the reason why hate speech is protected is because if it is not protected, then any speech can be subject to censorship. We as Americans have the right to say anything we want, and the government cannot censor us. We as Catholics have the right to say anything we want in the United States, but does that right extend to the kingdom of heaven? In other words, if we are truly Catholic, do we have the right to say anything we want? We have the right to use hate speech as Americans. Do we have the same right as Catholics? The answer to that question leads us back to James. As long as I believe in my world the way I want it, and to hell with anybody else who stands in my way, I am laying the groundwork to war. The minute I seek to do what is the most loving thing to you and the most loving thing to God, then peace reigns. We cannot do the latter if we choose to decide we no longer need God and we are wise enough in our own estimation to reject him. When publicly people begin to decide what is best for our society on a rational basis, leaving love out of it, we then decide who belongs in our society and who does not. And we react accordingly. And that is what is happening now. Here is a question. Should you receive the vaccine? Now, many scientists and doctors say yes. Some others, including some bishops, say no. What does the Pope say? He encourages it, but not because of science or the law, but because to receive it is a charitable act. Notice the key is charity, not science or the law. The Pope, by the way, is also a scientist. He has a degree in chemistry. Where do wars start? When we decide that we want the world the way we want it and others stand in our way. None of that is a Christian response. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of peace. And so we bring peace when we listen to him.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Did you ever want to have some form of input into the homily preparation of a priest? Do you ever want to share with a priest or deacon ideas you may have for him to preach at Mass? Well, let me invite you to CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on Input for Homily in the top left side of the page and follow the instructions there. Your words may have a great input on what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So remember, CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on Import for Homily and follow the instructions. And your words may make a difference in what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website. You can check out the archives of the show. You can check out the Substack newsletter. You can also donate to the show if you'd like. You go to the donate tab, and you can donate to the show if you like. If you'd like to show your support and you'd like to support us, consider that, please. And also, you can read the blog. You can do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we, by the way, remember tomorrow is our St. Thomas Aquinas night. You know, last week we had a little group there that, we have a little group anyway, but it got a little bigger. So that's always good. And people interested. And we have some really great discussions that start often with what we're discussing with St. Thomas Aquinas, and they build off of from there. So it's really kind of fascinating. Anyway, that's tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at 43 Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. You can also check out our address when you click on the St. Anthony Parish tab over at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So my homily, of course, focused on the second reading, which was from St. James, and it's a rather famous reading. St. James, of course, by the way, he was the first of the apostles who was martyred. And he also, as I said, was kind of a fire and brimstone teacher. Preacher. He's really strong in what he says. He's the one who said that famous line that is kind of a challenge to some people, and that is that faith without works is dead. But it was interesting because a lot of people think that Catholics, we believe that works get you to heaven, where in fact, we don't. We don't believe that. We believe through grace we get to heaven, and we show that we respond to that grace by the way we live. So in fact, if I say I love God, but I act like I don't, then that is taken as, well, you may say you believe, but you really don't. So that's what that means. Faith without works is dead. And none other than someone who openly disagreed with the Catholic Church. And I'm not saying anything, telling tales out of school. He was very open about it, was D. James Kennedy. And he had a teaching on that exact same understanding, faith without works is dead, that I wouldn't disagree with, no Catholic would disagree with. So it was really kind of fascinating. But he looked upon us as a system, which we're not, but people can treat their Catholic faith as a system, and we're not called to be one. So we had an interesting criticism. We're called to have that deep relationship with Christ and live that relationship. That's what we're called to do. But we see this powerful passage from James reminding us that when we seek to do things our way and not God's way, we set our whole society up for great division. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.